One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Shannon and Scott. What are you?
I'm a ghost.
Well, that's not together we're. That's you are.
Yeah, but it's Halloween.
Oh.
It's going to be
Halloween. Oh, it's actually. Oh, yeah, it's actually Halloween. We're in the future.
Whoa. We're in the middle of banking episodes for when Scott goes to Europe.
That's true.
For his honeymoon.
Spoiler.
Oh, spoiler. He's going to Europe.
Try to find me.
Yeah. but we're like, I don't know, Irish people storing potatoes or something like for the famine.
Squirrels gathering nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Shannon, what are you going to be dressed as today?
I'm going to be dressed today as a young professional who is going to join you at a bar after work.
And people don't wear costumes on Halloween at your office?
Not usually. Hmm. But like some people will.
Those people.
Yeah. Some people
do. Hey, Shannon's office.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you listen.
I know, they do. No, some people wear costumes. My idea for a costume would have worked, except that I cut my hair.
Uh-huh.
And it looks really good. But I cut my hair. And I was going to do, so you know how when I wear my hair in a bun on top of my head, it like kind of like coils?
Sure.
I was going to get like Velcro or felt or something and make it look like the poop emoji.
That's a good idea.
Because then it's just like a little poot on my head.
Yeah, and then it's a non-clothing costume.
Yes. Yeah,
you can just wear whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
I was gonna get like googly eyes or something.
Cool.
But now my hair's too short to put it up in a bun on top of my head.
It's sad.
I could just put it on my face as if I am the poop emoji.
Just put a poop emoji on your face?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see what happens on Halloween.
Today.
And then I got fired.
Yep.
What are you going to be for Halloween? What are you dressing up as for Halloween?
That's a secret.
I know.
Because I'm going to be seeing you at a Halloween party.
Yes.
And revealing the costume then, 2 days ago from now. So we'll check back next episode with what you thought of my costume.
Oh, time, you tricky minx.
tricky minx.
Yes. We have a review.
We do have a new review. Thank you all for listening, subscribing, rating, and reviewing. The response and communication with our listeners lately has been really awesome and really fun. Thank you all for your interest in Utahns.
Yeah.
And thank you for your interaction on Twitter. And a special thanks this week to our latest reviewer, Angry Face,
hate this app. which scared me at first. Cause I had like a lot of like mixed feelings looking at this review because the title of the review is amazing,
mm-hmm.
but then there are three angry face emojis, but then also 5 stars.
Right.
So I was like, I really don't know how this person feels about us,
uh-huh.
but Angry Face, hate this app, says that they listen to it while they walk to class. And it, 10 times out of 10, cracks them up laughing ridiculously hard.
Always good.
This person says, Shannon and Scott are so funny.
We appreciate that.
We really do.
We're glad you think so.
It's a salve to our poor self-esteem. So thanks, Angry Face. Maybe you're one of our Twitter followers. If not, you can follow us at SongSaladCast.
I also mentioned our Utahns. We had a fun one for my brother Dave last week, Mr.
Yes.
W. And we actually have 2 tons this week.
We have an appetizer and a, what did you call it? An amuse-bouche-ton?
Amuse-bouche, I don't know.
Amuse-bouton?
A mouton, no. We'll come up with a better name.
No, we won't.
Salad bites.
Salad bites. Salad bar. Side salad.
A side salad.
Right.
There we go.
So
we're going to start the episode with a tiny little salad, a tiny little Utahn for loyal listener at Steven Xcor, and he paid us a very small amount of money.
He paid us, okay, we have to say, so he paid us $1 and then also 1 cent and demanded to know what the cent added to the song.
Right.
And I think if you listen to the end of the song, it's pretty obvious what the cent adds to the end of the song.
Yeah.
He also has a very specific taste in music that he chose.
Steven chose a genre. The genre is kawaii metal. Kawaii metal is also known as idol metal or cute metal, and it's a fusion of heavy metal and J-pop, which is Japanese pop. The most famous band in this genre is called Baby Metal, and they're literally like three Japanese girls that are like, I think they range in age between like 14 and 18.
Oh, God.
And they're the singers of this heavy metal band. The whole band is grown men that wear these creepy masks and costumes. So here we go.
So here it is. A $1.01 song for Steven Xcore on Twitter.
Steven! 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 Steven!
Did you catch the vuvuzela?
There's your 1 cent, Steven.
1 cent vuvuzela at the end of this cute metal song.
Because Steven only gave us a dollar, and we're writing these songs with as much effort as we think is worth the price, I literally just ripped some of Baby Metal's song, Gimme Chocolate. And then I also Googled Japanese cartoon Steven just to like see if I could find something, and there's a American I believe cartoon called Steven Universe.
Yes.
That is also aired in Japan, and I found the Japanese dubbed theme song for Steven Universe and ripped the moment when they say Steven and that became the content of the song. Now that our palates are primed,
let's spin the salad spinner.
Let's go to moodfuse.com. We don't have a salad spinner suggestion this week.
But if you have one, feel free to tweet it at us, and we will save it.
Do you have an idea, since it's Halloween?
It's Halloween, so I think we should be trick-or-treaters.
Okay. Trick-or-treat, smell my feet. I think I just said spell my feet.
You did. What is that? Oh, man.
Perfect for Halloween.
Oh, man.
We have contemporary Christian music.
Oh, boy.
Also known as CCM, which I've never heard that abbreviation of it before.
I haven't either.
It's a genre of popular music which is lyrically focused on matters concerned with the Christian faith. It formed as those affected by the 1960s Jesus Movement revival began to express themselves in a more contemporary style of music than the hymns, gospel, and southern gospel music that was prevalent in the church at the time. Today, the term is typically used to refer to pop, rock, or praise and worship styles. This is a huge, huge genre of music.
Enormous.
And there are, like, enormously successful Christian rock and contemporary Christian artists out there. I'm personally not familiar with a lot of them, but I know a lot of people who are.
Yeah.
And I might have to consult.
Yeah. The only one I know is Peter John Gilquist.
Never heard of him.
Who was a Christian, an Orthodox Christian artist for when I was in the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I do know Amy Grant.
Yeah, I guess she's a Christian singer.
I'm interested in this 1960s Jesus movement.
Yeah, let's click it.
The genre became known as contemporary Christian music as a result of the Jesus movement revival in the latter 1960s and early 1970s, and originally was called Jesus music. At about that time, many young people from the 60s counterculture professed to believe in Jesus. Convinced of the barrenness of a lifestyle based on drugs, free sex, and radical politics, hippies became Jesus people. However, there were people who felt that Jesus was another trip, in quotes. It was during the 1970s Jesus movement that Christian music started to become an industry within itself. Jesus music started by playing instruments and singing songs about love and peace, which then translated into love of God. Paul Wollegemuth, who wrote the book Rethinking Church Music, said the 1970s will see a marked acceptance of rock-influenced music in all levels of church music. The rock style will become more familiar to all people, its rhythmic excesses will become refined, and its earlier secular associations will be less remembered.
Hmm.
Very cool.
Who was the band that was Christian, but you like couldn't really tell? Coheed and Cambria? Is that them?
I don't know if Coheed and Cambria were
It was one. Christian. It was like...
Well, what? Jars of Clay.
Jars of Clay.
Lifehouse?
Lifehouse, sure.
Yep.
There was definitely one that Josh talked about.
Creed?
Creed, really?
Oh, Creed is definitely Christian rock.
You too.
Here's some other artists. Mercy Me, Casting Crowns, Jeremy Camp, Third Day, Matthew West, Toby Mac, Chris Tomlin, Brandon Heath, Aaron Schust, Jars of Clay, DC Talk, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Newsboys. Oh, Amy Grant's on here. Ha-ha! Yeah. Well... Let me consult with someone and find a good example.
Okay.
So our example song this week is going to be Show Me Your Glory by the band Third Day. It was suggested to us by my fiance, Megan.
Who grew up listening
to Christian.
Yeah.
Or contemporary Christian. I don't know why I keep just saying Christian rock.
CCM. Yeah.
Cincinnati Conservatory Music.
That's exactly what I thought of, too.
Yeah. So here it is. Show Me Your Glory.
It was like a flash of lightning, you flipped it off the sky. And I know I'll never be the same. Show me your glory, send down your presence. I wanna see your face. Show me your glory.
Should we get our topic?
Well, here's my question, Scott.
Yeah.
How do we do a CCM song that's supposed to be about a specific topic when we're getting a random topic?
Well, I mean, each contemporary Christian song has different ideas that all end up about the same thing, right? Different means to an end?
I guess so.
Should we try to use whatever topic we get to connect to the glory of God?
I guess so. Okay, let's just do... I'll figure out the angle later. We'll do random article. If we hit random article and we get Jesus...
Oh my God. No pun intended.
I'm converting. This is the moment of truth, folks.
You're going back to
I will be
Eastern
a believer.
Orthodox
yeah.
camp.
Yeah.
All right. Here it comes. I'm going to spin the salad spinner of us trick-or-treating. And let's see what comes up.
All right.
Trick-or-treat. Have you heard the good word? It's not Jesus.
It is not Jesus. But we did get Valpy French.
Thomas Valpy French, born... January 1st, 1825, Happy New Year, and died May 14th, 1891, was an English...
I could not figure out why you said Happy New Year for a second. I'm so confused.
He was an English Christian missionary in India and Persia who became the first bishop of Lahore in 1877 and also founded the St. John's College, Agra, in 1853. After Henry Martin... He is considered the second most important Christian missionary to the Middle East.
Well, I'll be damned.
Wow.
Okay, this will be easier than I thought.
No angle needed.
None.
Also, his beard is epic.
Yeah, he's got that, the mutton chop, but like, you know, the window insulation? The, like, strips of foam that you, like, push around your air conditioner?
Uh-huh.
It's like that, but like hair around the bottom of his face. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a perfect description. We'll tweet a picture of him. Thomas Valpy French was born on New Year's Day in 1825.
Oh, happy New Year.
In Abbey, Burton-upon-Trent, Stratfordshire, England. His father, the Reverend Peter French... Where does the Valpy come from?
I mean, I think it's his middle name, and I don't know why he went by Valpy.
I don't know.
Here's my guess. My guess is that it's his mother's maiden name.
Aha. That's a good guess. We'll say that's true. Peter French, his father, was the vicar of Holy Trinity Church for 47 years, and he grew up in the house, which was once part of the Benedictine Abbey on the banks of the River Trent. He started his schooling at Reading Grammar School at age 14, joined the rugby school.
Fun.
In 1843, he won a scholarship to Oxford and started studying at the University of College, where he was made a fellow in 1848, and then he first felt called to mission in India while he was at Oxford.
Joined the missionary service in 1850 and set sail to India on the East Indian Queen. Wow. Guys, he left for India on September 11th in 1850 and didn't get there till January 2nd.
That's crazy. The day after his birthday.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
I'm in Calcutta. He's like crawling off the boat.
Probably has scurvy.
Happy birthday to me. Soon he headed off to Agra, where he was appointed for educational work. He founded the St. John's College, which formally opened in 1853. Though he had started taking classes in a small room with 10 boys. The room just came with 10 boys. While the college was being built. The college was named St. John's after the college of another noted missionary, Henry Martin, number one.
What?
At Cambridge.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
He also learnt, L-E-A-R-N-T, seven languages, including Hindustani, Punjabi, Urdu, Persian, Pashto, and Arabic
to
properly administrate the school. He also became the school's first principal, a post he held until the end of his seven-year stay at Agra. Wow. Smart guy.
He married Miss M.A. Jansen, whom he had met at Oxford, and had eight children.
Wow. But only one of them went on to marry.
No, I think they're just saying that because she married a notable person.
Never mind. Facts. Ooh. He supervised the translation of the Bible and prayer book into Hindustani and Pashto.
That's pretty cool.
And... he died in Muscat, Oman,
in 1891. And he was the first missionary to visit that region.
So, a contemporary Christian music song.
A contemporary Christian music.
A CCM song about Valpy French, this missionary to India and many other places.
With a killer beard. Well, I feel like now we know kind of everything about this dude. And there's really not that much more research we can do.
I think we just got to decide what style of contemporary Christian music best suits him. And then we'll put together a band and write a song.
So maybe let's I mean, there's a lot, right? So there's stuff that sounds like pop music. There's stuff that's more country leaning.
Uh-huh. The example we played is more like that kind of Creed style rock.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something good to keep in mind.
Okay.
I'm looking at the contemporary worship music page, and it's talking about the musical identity of that music.
Mm-hmm.
It says, because in common with hymns, such music is sung communally, there can be a practical and theological emphasis on its accessibility to enable every member of the congregation to participate in a corporate act of worship. This often manifests in simple, easy-to-pick-up melodies in a mid-vocal range, repetition, familiar chord progressions, and restricted harmonic palette. Unlike hymns, the music notation may primarily be based around the chords, with the keyboard score being secondary.
So this is specifically for worship music, though.
Right.
So not contemporary Christian, pop or rock.
But I think the line is a little bit blurred, because I think a lot of these contemporary Christian songs are also being used as... worship songs. So do we want to do just a more radio friendly mainstream contemporary Christian song about Valpy, or do we want to do a straight up worship song about him?
I guess I would prefer, I think it'll be more interesting to do a radio, like a pop
okay. one? Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
So I'm going to put together a contemporary pop group instrumentation, which will probably incorporate some electronic elements too, like, you know, beats. And then the vocal style, I'm still going to use that same principle of the worship song where it's memorable, easy to sing, easy to join in.
Great.
And maybe do a little bit of vocal harmony to make it sound sort of hymn-like at spots.
Well, I like that idea. And I also was reading about theology and lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the worship music page. But lyrically, the informal, sometimes intimate language of relationship is employed. The terms you and I are used rather than God and we.
Right.
And lyrics such as I'm desperate for you and hungry I come to you for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. Both exemplify the similarity of the lyrics of some CWM pop songs to popular love songs. Slang is used on occasion. For example, we want to see Jesus lifted high. And imperatives, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, I want to see you. Demonstrating the friendly, informal terms, charismatic theology encourages for relating to God personally.
I think that's the kind of stuff you see most frequently.
I agree. So the charismatic movement is characterized by its emphasis on the Holy Spirit, personal encounter and relationship with God, and agape. Did you guys have agape?
What's agape?
Well, I know agape as like, I mean, it means love, but it's like love originating from God. But there were like, I think at college, there were Christian groups called agape.
Yes.
Do you remember?
I remember that.
I think our student theater may have shared an office with an agape.
I believe so. And what language is agape?
Greek.
Oh. I think I always thought it was like a group called agape, and I was a little scared by that. It's like, what's agape? I don't want to know.
It's like the opposite of what it stands for. So I think that's really interesting, actually.
Uh-huh.
And no more bleeping, so I'm going to say it. Interesting. Weird and interesting. That this personal relationship with God, especially through music, and music has been used in worship for time immemorial, basically, mm-hmm. Is something more recent.
Right.
Than we would otherwise think of it.
Rather than using more formal pronouns or specifically referencing God, it's a familiarity.
Yeah.
So the last question, I guess, is this song going to be about Valpy French or is it going to be from the perspective of Valpy French?
You're asking great questions, Scott.
Well, why don't you mull that over while we do our second Utahn?
Yeah!
This Utahn goes out to at Josh Jelen?
I think, yeah, at Josh Jelen on Twitter.
At Josh Jelen.
Whose name is Josh Jelen?
Hey, Josh Jelen.
And Josh Jelen gave us money.
More money than Steven.
Take that, Steven.
So
he loves us more than Steven loves us.
So he wanted us to write a fuller length song for him. So the style that Josh requested is, I don't know if there's a good name for it, but that newish school of hip hop that involves heavy influence from funk and indie pop. Think artists like Kanye West and Anderson .Paak. So that's what I did.
He is a data scientist. He lives in San Francisco. And
we've known Josh for a while.
We have. And he says, please, please pick a fun fact about me.
So
there are so many.
So many.
So you'll have to listen to the song to find out the fun fact that we picked.
Thank you for your contribution to us, Josh Jelen. Here's your song. Joshy J, climbing that ladder, and other things.
Check it out, yo.
He's a wicked smart dude. Say something dumb, he'll give you attitude. Works in Stanford, you know, likes EDM, yo. Don't touch your shoulder or else you'll be screwed.
Oh.
Cause
he
climbed that horse outside of P.F. Chang's. Mounted that feeling like it ain't no thing. You know my man like danger, but didn't think it through. Tried to get down, that's when his shoulder blew. He climbed that horse outside of P.F. Chang's. Mounted that feeling like it ain't no thing. You know my man like danger, but there's a price to pay. Damn, shoulder busted to this very day.
Joshua J, like Spider-Man, yo. Climb on.
I have lyrics.
Hey, what are they?
They are.
Such suspense.
I know. All right. Every January 1st, we're reminded of a man whose beard inspired outbursts of devotion. Happy New Year to us all as we follow in his steps, who among us wouldn't fall if not for him. And then the chorus. Look down on Valpy from above, went to Lahore to sing your praises, taught the people there your love, his commitment still amazes.
Nice.
Valpy, French, missionary, Middle East, the second most famous one in the land.
Is that part of the chorus, or is that like a...
It's like an outro kind of thing.
Okay. So the chorus is just through his commitment still amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
So this chorus is inspiring me to do like a back and forth thing.
So we are really leaning into like worship
music. We're leaning more towards the contemporary worship music.
Forget what I said before.
But I think the musical style, it's still going to be like a pop rock band. It's still going to be acoustic guitar, bass, drums, and then vocal harmonies and things. So it would still sound like, you know, radio play.
It's going to sound like a praise band.
But it'll sound like a praise band when we do, like, look down on Valby from above, like an echo, look down on Valby from above, went to the Lord, sing your praises kind of thing.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. This is great.
So that means that we need a chorus for background vocals.
I think we need backup. And who better to provide backup for this week's episode than my lovely, beautiful, talented fiance.
Oh, hey!
Megan is here with us, finally.
Yeah, one fiance.
Oops, one fiance. So, Megan, when I mentioned that we were doing contemporary Christian music,
I was like, oh, I grew up listening to that exclusively.
Megan actually recommended our example song from
Mercy Me.
It was very hard to pick just one. No, you did Third Day.
Third Day.
I originally suggested Mercy Me, but then decided to go with Third Day because they had it's a little grittier.
Yeah.
A little grittier.
Did you have a favorite contemporary Christian band?
Oh my gosh, I had so many. I really loved Switchfoot.
Oh, I forgot about Switchfoot.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
They weren't as obviously Christian in their lyrics as like Mercy Me or Third Day, which was more worship-based. Like, we sang their songs in church.
I was just going to ask that. So you did go to a church where you sang contemporary Christian music in addition to
hymns? It was a point of contention with a lot of the old people. And but, yes.
Did they, like, openly complain about it?
Oh, 100%. We switched into, like, multiple services where one was traditional.
Really?
One was contemporary, and they got very angry.
At a non-denominational church? Or
at First Baptist Church.
First Baptist Church.
There's a whole section on Wikipedia called Controversy.
Oh, yes.
Which is all about how...
It's huge.
Because rock music was traditionally associated with promiscuity and rebellion and drugs and alcohol, people got all upset about
it. When we stopped
singing
hymns.
Rock music is about God. So what's the controversy? Just the music itself?
Yeah, when you take away the big choir and you have maybe, you know, five people singing, just a guy and a girl with a guitar and a piano and maybe some drums and a bass, then it just doesn't feel like true worship, I guess, to some people.
I guess not. Well, ours is going to feel like true worship with our big choir of three.
Can't wait.
So we need a title.
Oh, we do need a title. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the captain. Well, I'm always the captain, but
yes.
True. Almost officially the captain.
Yep.
I love whose beard inspired outbursts of devotion, but that's too long.
No. Valpy New Year?
Valpy New Year.
Valpy New
Year. You found
it.
You found it. Here it is. An original contemporary Christian / worship song. from Shannon and Scott.
And Megan.
And Megan.
And Megan.
Velpy New Year.
Every January 1st, we're reminded of a man whose beard-inspired outbursts of devotion. Happy New Year to us all as we follow in his steps. Who among us wouldn't fall if not for him? Look down on Valpy from above.
Look down on Valpy from above.
Went to Lahore to sing your praises. Taught the people there your love.
Taught the people there your love.
His commitment still amazes. Valpy French, missionary Middle East, the second most famous one in the land. Valpy French,
missionary Middle East,
the second most famous one
in the land.
Oh, Valpy
French,
missionary Middle East,
second most famous
one in the land.
Why would you pick Valpy over Thomas?
Megan, do you think your church back home would play that song?
100% no.
Yeah, all right. Great. Well, good. We did our job right then.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween. God bless.
God bless. Happy New Year.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
I don't know.
Well, I am glad that you are here recording that with us, Megan, because you had the suggestion of doing like the random verse phrases in harmony with the,
the
female singer.
When the spirit moves you, you just got to sing the praises.
Which the spirit of Michael Bolton came through me at the end somehow.
He
entered my body.
You were a vessel for Mr. Bolton.
You opened your body to be a vessel for Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton is a Halloween incubus.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
And I am a gape.
You were agape for Michael Bolton.
I was agape for the incubus Michael Bolton.
That means love.
Yeah.
See, I learned that in church. Yeah.
I thought it was a gape.
No. Nope. Yeah. That's agape.
I thought that was a honey substitute. No, God. That's agave.
Oh, I'm marrying that.
Run, Megan, run.
If you liked what you heard here.
What's wrong with you? If you liked what you heard here, we did two U-tons today.
Woo.
There's still time. We're going to be running our U-ton fundraiser through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like a U-ton just like Steven X Core and at Josh Jelen, you can go to our Give Forward page, which is posted on our Twitter. It's also on our website, songsaladpodcast.com. You can follow us at SongSaladCast on Twitter. And by the time this podcast comes out, I will have made us a Facebook page, so go like us on Facebook.
And by the time this podcast comes out, Shannon will have seen my Halloween costume.
I will
and
have.
And the world will have been changed.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
It's not fair that everybody in here knows and I don't know.
Well, we're the ones that made it.
Well, yeah.
Well, our costumes are also themed
with each other.
Yeah.
So I have an idea for Josh and I, but I don't know if we're going to do it.
You have to
should
do
I
it.
Say it.
You have to commit.
Well, yeah, we're going to do something. Oh. Should I say with the ice? It's our party.
Yeah.
We have to
what
do it.
What if they just wore in costume? Yeah. Like, ha ha.
Hey, guys.
You guys suck.
Should I say
just
what
troll
we're
everyone.
Gonna do? Like, what we're thinking of doing? We're thinking of doing going as Bob Ross and a painting.
Yes. Yes, 100 times yes.
Oh okay.
1,000 times yes.
Well, you'll have to tune in next week to find out if we actually did it. And
please.
We promise we'll tweet photos.
We'll tweet photos
yeah.
of all our
do
costumes.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Bob Ross and a painting.
Thank you again to Angry Face,
Hate This App for reviewing
for the review.
Us. And and if you would like a song salad spin, every time. Salad spinner suggestion, just tweet at us and I screenshot them and save them so I know where to find them.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Megan.
And together,
we're
Valpy French.
Valpy French.
Second most famous one in the land. You went off to Pakistan, but you thought it was India. Because it actually was India then, not Pakistan.
Colonialism. 2, 3, 4.
The second most...
Well, I'll be damned.